Hello, Mzansi. Welcome to another episode of the Farmers Inside Track podcast. My name is Duncan Masiwa, and I'm your host for this episode. We are continuing our series on the South African Wine Industry Professional Body, a program that highlights the skills of hardworking wine industry workers and helps boost their careers, recognizing their vital contributions. Let's have a listen to this interview featuring another mover and shaker in South Africa's wine industry. Hello, South African wine lovers. Welcome to another episode of the South African Wine Industry Professional Body Series, or SAWIP. Now, this pioneering initiative led by South Africa Wine is set to positively impact South Africa's wine industry. And we've been hearing from experts over the past few months about their journey in the wine industry and how they're contributing to the sustainability of our beautiful wine industry. Now, my next guest, after graduating with a BSc in biochemistry and microbiology, Karen O'Kennedy started her wine journey as laboratory technician at Swartland Winery. Over the next 25 years, she worked in various capacities from technical consultant to communication departments. Today, she is the knowledge transfer manager of Oenology at South Africa Wine. Karen, it is lovely to have you here with us, and welcome.
Thank you, Duncan.
Now, were you always planning to pursue a career in the wine industry? Was that always the plan? What sealed the deal for you?
Actually, not at all, no. I actually wanted to study in a geology direction, but somehow at the day when I had to register for my first year at university, I stood in line with somebody that sort of suggested or convinced me to do biology rather. So I went in that direction, did the biochemistry and the microbiology. I really liked the microbiology, ended up doing a master's degree in microbiology, and that was wine yeast related.
Yeah.
And then I realized, well, this is a very social industry. It's calling my name. So that's why I ended up working in the wine industry after the master's degree.
And of course, wine is social. So
absolutely.
You have a profound interest in the technical aspects and science of wine. Mm-hmm. Where does that come from?
Well, I've always been quite science-minded and academically inclined, and I like the idea of science, not necessarily to be a scientist myself. So that's why I think I chose careers or jobs after that always landed me in a technical position at a company.
Yeah.
To communicate science.
Yeah. Take us through your career journey and maybe share particular memorable experiences that you had, or even challenges that you faced over the period.
Well, yes, while I was busy with my master's degree, I realized I know absolutely nothing about winemaking, and I was supposed to write something about winemaking. And I also had a rather huge challenge with speaking and writing English, since I'm Afrikaans speaking.
Sure.
And back in the day, you know, Afrikaans, really, where I grew up, was only really used in emergencies. So, English. So I said to my professor at the time, I'm going to take a break during my master's degree to go to the US and work in the Californian wine industry, a harvest season. First of all, to learn to speak English. And secondly, just to see what a wine tank looks like, because I was supposed to write about winemaking. I'd never even seen a tank. So I did that. He claims that I am responsible for his gray hair, because never in his career a student did this. But I did that, and it helped me enormously, because I could come back and write the thesis, and I actually had a practical understanding of mm-hmm. winemaking and a practical understanding of wine yeast,
yeah.
how it operates in a cellar.
Yeah. That's quite a special story, and that you took that step in order to be successful in your studies. What specific skills or expertise would you say have you developed throughout your career that has been most valuable or unique to your profession?
It's being able to read a situation and to know your either your audience, or if you speak to somebody on an individual basis, to know the individual and to tailor the knowledge sharing taking place according to that individual's needs and understanding of the topic that you are having a conversation about. So to demonstrate to you my point, in the beginning when I started speaking to winemakers about wine yeast, which is a topic that I knew a lot about because I did the master's degree in that area, I could just see their eyes glaze over.
Mm.
And I realized at the time, well, maybe the information is too complicated. And then I realized I'm just not presenting it in a very exciting manner. So you learn to read the situation and the individual, and you adapt your communication skills. So it becomes a skill, and it needs lots of practice.
Yeah.
So I hope to think that I've sort of gotten better with it.
Yeah, and hopefully you did, because now you're bringing those skills and expertise to SOAP and sort of sharing that with young minds that are in the industry that want to level up and
yes.
advance their careers. Tell me about your role within SOAP.
Well, I'm the chairperson of the Secondary Production Committee, which is the committee that looks after winemaking. So I'm the chairperson, so I have to make sure that all the actions that we've decided upon at these meetings, that they happen, that they take place. I have to follow up on that, and I have to report to the board
mm-hmm.
and make sure everything happens. So we're in our infancy with the company, with the organization, and I'm sure my responsibilities will become much broader going mm-hmm. forward.
I have to ask, what motivated you to say, yes, let me be a part of this initiative?
Well, it's knowledge transfer, knowledge exchange, and I feel passionate about that because I feel knowledge empowers people. It betters their lives. So how can you not be passionate about it? I mean, it's you're helping people. You're leaving a mark in somebody's life. So yes, it's a passion.
How do you believe your contribution then will impact the sustainability and growth of the wine industry in the long term?
Well, I think if you upskill people, or people are less inclined to make mistakes in a cellar environment, and if everybody does their job to their full potential, then already the return on investment for a cellar will be much larger. And also, if you upskill people and increase their knowledge, they become more proud of what they are doing. And I think they might also become more open to continuous learning. And they will develop a learning intent. They will become like sponges for information.
Yeah.
It will motivate them. And then I would say profitability follows on that. Happy people, knowledgeable people work well, work hard.
Yeah.
So
you come with years of experience in the wine industry. What are some of the key challenges that you'd say are facing, that the wine industry currently faces, and maybe looking at it from a secondary production point of view? What would you say are some of those challenges?
Well, there's lots of pressure worldwide, not just in the wine industry, to become more environmentally sustainable. and also to find more natural or biological alternatives to the use of chemicals, for instance. Mm. So, and that pressures are worldwide. It means people have to adapt in both primary production and in secondary production and in the winemaking. And that will mean people have to expose themselves to new technologies and be open to that and take it on so that they can satisfy consumer needs for more environmentally produced wines.
Science is probably one of those fields that you actively have to choose. You can't just fall into it by accident. But if you enjoy science, why is oenology an interesting direction? And what advice would you offer to individuals who are interested in pursuing a career in oenology?
Well, obviously, I choose an oenology direction. So obviously, I'm going to think that it's more exciting than, say, physics. For me, it's because the industry or the field offers so many options of what you can do. And like I said earlier, it's a very social industry. You get to meet a lot of people, very nice people. And there are many opportunities for traveling, for instance. So if you are somebody that likes traveling, then oenology is the field for you because you get to travel. It doesn't matter really which job you do, there will always be some sort of opportunity to travel.
Yeah.
Yes, I think for me, it's probably the most social science industry that you can choose. And there's flexibility for what job you eventually want to do, from a lab technician to a winemaker to being more in an admin position at a winery. You can even do some sort of business qualifications after your wine qualification and go more onto the business side of things. So I think that the scope is quite large.
Yeah. Someone's listening to you right now and they're saying, okay, this is something that I want to do. What skills should they nurture most?
Well, most certainly their science skills. If it's a high school student, then we certainly pay attention to studying science and not just want to try and get it over with. But I think also social interaction is quite important in the wine industry because, for instance, if you choose to become a winemaker, you work with a big team in the cellar. It's not just you making the wine.
Mm.
There are many people involved and you really need to have good people skills to make things happen the way that it should happen.
Yeah.
So I think that's quite important.
Yeah. What do you envision for the future of oenology in South Africa? And how do you see your role evolving in that?
Well, I think we're at the verge of some very, very exciting and new technologies entering the wine industry. Well, not just the wine industries of the world, but with the abundance of AI nowadays and data science and what you can do with data and all kinds of handheld devices and stuff. I think if artificial intelligence is going to enter the cellar space, it's going to be quite exciting. Because you will be able to monitor the whole process in real time,
mm-hmm.
Which to some extent you can do now as well. But you will, for instance, be able to monitor all the microorganisms in a fermentation and manage fermentations accordingly. And probably less interventionist in the future because you will know exactly what is going on in your fermentations and in your wine at all times. So I think that's very exciting and it's happening. It's already happening. And I think for younger people entering the industry now, it's going to be very exciting because they grew up with their phones, basically. So now they will be able to work with their phone, which must give them great satisfaction. Not so much for me because I'm much older. But I think that's very exciting, all the technologies, AI-driven technologies. Yeah.
And of course, there are many possibilities that come with that.
Yes.
It's definitely exciting. There you have it, Karen O'Kennedy, Transfer Manager of Oenology at South Africa Wine. The sustainability of the wine industry is not just about the vineyards and the environment. It's also about recognizing and investing in the human capital that drives it. This initiative aims to enhance the skills, knowledge, and professional growth of those working within the industry, ensuring a thriving and sustainable future. Where there's wine, there seems to be an enormous amount of progressive thinking. So stay tuned as we delve deeper into this exciting journey. And that's a wrap. Join me again next time as we dive deep into the South African wine industry professional body. Remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss any of our episodes. From me, Duncan Masiwa, our technical producer, Megan van der Vent, and the rest of hashtag Team Food for Mzansi, thanks for listening.